I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando. And this is Cinema Classics.
That's right. We're at the Gateway Film Center, as per usual.
Video on YouTube a while ago.
Basically, they just started on a still image of a close-up of a famous actress's face, and then that would morph slowly into another actress and so on and so forth. So it got us thinking about great faces, beautiful faces of Hollywood.
You know, there are royalty. In Rio or in Paris, you have models. Mm-hmm. We have actresses. That's our litmus test for beauty.
Yeah, and what's great about most beautiful actresses is they're not typically model beautiful.
Right. For me, it's the imperfections. We thought we'd challenge each other and pick out from the last 100 years some of our favorite
ladies. We'll do this any way you want. You can start naming names and I'll agree or disagree.
I know. But I want to tell you, I have an adjective for my top 10, for every one of my top 10.
I wish you would have told me that. I might have prepared a list of adjectives, too.
I know. You can come up with them.
Okay.
Could I start?
Please.
As we look at our set design, and we look at Hedy Lamarr.
Right.
It's because I saw her driving her Rolls Royce.
You did?
Coming down from Bel Air when I first visited Hollywood. I'll never forget it.
Wow. How long ago was that?
Oh, man, that's got to be 40 years ago at least.
Man.
Yeah. Brassy and sassy going, winding down those hills and that
kind. She is so intensely beautiful. Perfection writ large.
But you know what my adjective for her is?
Perfection.
No. Brainy.
Brainy. She was a spy. Did you know that she was a spy?
I know that. And she was brilliant.
Yeah. I think she was an assassin, too. I think she killed people.
Yes. She broke many hearts, for sure. Fitting my imperfection, Ingrid Bergman.
Yes. You know, a great beauty and yet not someone I'm attracted to. This really soft quality, a fragile quality. Just, she looks like she's going to fall apart at any moment.
And my adjective for her is unconventional. But then I have an even more unconventional beauty by next one.
Clint Eastwood.
Try Lauren Bacall.
I think she's unconventional in that, as stunningly beautiful as she is, she has handsome qualities, almost masculine qualities.
You're right, because my adjective is sassy.
See, I would say brassy.
Well, right, but I think we both got the idea.
And that voice. You can't uncouple that face from that voice.
I know. If she were doing it today, she might have been the voice on her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point.
I think for some of our audience, if there are any men out there, we know.
Well, you realize you're taking up a lot of time. We've only talked about three women.
And you realize that Elizabeth, our attorney from Boston, is listening very carefully.
Yes, I'm sure, because we're talking about women.
Bridget Bardot.
Bridget Bardot, yes, intensely
when I grew up,
sexual. Yeah.
Very, very sexual.
Yeah.
With the hair and the pouty lips. And for Bridget Bardot, let me tell you, I had kittenish.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Kittenish.
Now, kittenish.
I would say pantheresque. about young Katharine Hepburn?
I'm with it.
Talk about angular and sharp. She had a face that could cut through the screen.
Oh, gosh, she was. I had to have two adjectives for her. Smart and classy.
Yes, smart and classy.
All of us are George Peppard.
You more than others, because you look like George Peppard.
I know. Well, here's a classic beauty.
Yeah.
Foreign to make her even attractive.
Yes, we're still
enough.
In the 60s, by the way.
Catherine Deneuve.
Arguably one of the few women who has remained as beautiful in her old age as she was in her youth.
And you know what I'd liken her to? Our set designer, Linda Bass.
Yes, very
okay,
nice.
Those
yes.
women who retained that beauty throughout their life.
Yes, very nice.
Well, all right, let's get somebody else who looks a bit like her, but is more modern.
Okay.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes, so very alabaster.
Oh, the adjective I choose for her is brittle. To the now. Some woman who gets under my skin.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, almost sickeningly beautiful. Yes, she is so repulsively beautiful. Like, I get angry. There's something about her face. Again, you talk about unconventional. What makes a face stick? What makes a face hold the camera? Yeah, she is arguably the beauty of our time.
Okay. And I think that's a good way for us to end, don't you?
Well, I mean, I was just getting started. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.